Ace.
Hello, this is a podcast about the free quarter software made by Appleian.com. The version number is free quarter 2.30, and the website is www.applian.com/free quarter. That is Alpha, Papa, Papa, Lima, India, Alpha, November.com/free quarter. FreeCorder. They have a free demo version and a paid version on the website. The paid version costs $19.95. Right now, I already have pressed the record button within the free quarter application, and there are two buttons on the main interface of free quarter that are not labeled. With this application, you use your tab key or your arrow keys to advance to each button. To activate a button, you press your space bar. Do not use your enter key. The first thing I'm going to do is let you hear the title bar. I'm using JAWS 7.0 with Windows XP Home Service Pack 2.
Title is Free Quarter.
You may hear background noises. Sorry for that. I'm going to press the tab key. No, actually, I'm going to let you hear what button I am on currently with insert up arrow.
Record button. Record button.
I'm going to tab. I'm going to let you hear all the buttons.
Tab settings button to activate press space bar. Tab help button to activate press space bar. Tab. Tab view button to activate press space bar. Tab feedback button to activate press space bar. Tab status button to activate press space bar. Tab X button to activate press space bar. Tab underline button to activate press space bar. Tab pause button to activate press space bar. Tab record button to activate press space bar.
We've cycled around back to the record button or record button. I don't know if you heard it. There's two buttons on the main interface that are not labeled. The first one is the X button, which is the register product key button. And what you basically do is press the space bar on the X button and you get an edit field box. You press your space bar within the edit field box and you enter your product key. But the problem is, you cannot find the register or submit button here to register the product. You're going to need sighted assistance. They're working on this. The other button is the underline button. I'm not sure what it is. I've not pressed the space bar on this button. You can also use your arrow keys within the main interface, and I noticed there's two items that you do not hear when you use your tab key, and they are the progress bar and the hide button.
Progress bar 0%. 0%.
And if you do insert up arrow rapidly, you'll hear a different percentage. You know it's recording for you.
0.2%, 0.3%, 99%.
I'm going to use the down arrow key.
Settings button to activate press space bar. Help button to act. Hide button to activate press space bar. Hide button.
And it's the hide button. You only hear it when you use your arrow keys. What I'm going to do next is show you the settings button.
Shift Tab, Help button, Shift Tab, Settings button to activate, press spacebar.
And again, note, only use the spacebar to activate a button. We're on the Settings button here.
Settings button.
I'm going to press the spacebar.
Space, Settings dialog, folder for recorded files, colon, sound card, colon, free quarter version 2.3, folder for recorded files, colon, edit, F, colon, backslash, free quarter, type in text.
The first thing you see is where you want your recording to go to what folder. You can leave it as is, the default. My recording go to my external hard drive. Here it is again.
Folder for recorded files, colon, edit, F, colon, backslash, free quarter.
And it's the edit box. I'm going to press the tab key.
Tab, dot, dot, dot button to activate, press space bar.
This is your browse folder button, okay?
Tab, prompt for file name, auto timestamp with prefix, colon, radio button checked, 3 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
I'm using the third radio button. It does an automatic auto stamp, okay? The other options are, I'm going to up arrow.
Prompt for file name after recording radio button checked. 2 after recording radio button checked. 2 of 3. After recording radio button checked. 2 of 3. Prompt for file name after recording radio button checked. 2 of 3. To change
what
the selection, press up or down arrow.
I did an insert tab. Here it is again.
Prompt for file name after recording radio button checked. 2 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
So that was the second radio button.
Prompt for file name before recording radio button checked. 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
That was the first radio button. I'm going to let you hear it again by doing the insert tab.
Prompt for file name before recording radio button checked. 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
So you got 3 choices. I use the auto stamp.
Prompt for file name. Prompt for file name auto timestamp with prefix colon radio button checked. 3 of 3.
Okay.
To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
The auto timestamp. I'm going to press the tab key.
Tab. Prompt for file name edit. Type in text. Prompt for file name edit. Type in text.
This, I believe, is, you can tell it like a subfolder. Okay.
Tab, sound and audio configuration, sound card, colon, combo box, creative SD audio GLS, 1 of 3, to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
I'm using a creative audio GLS sound card.
Tab, sound and audio configuration, line, colon, combo box, what do you hear, 6 of 6, to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
The line I'm using is the what you hear. This is a combo box. You can use your up and down arrow keys to go up and down this combo box. Since I'm recording, I'm going to leave it as is.
Tab, sound and audio configuration, optimize mixer volume for recording, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
This is an optimization checkbox. I have it unchecked. You can do insert tab to hear it again.
Sound and audio configuration, optimize mixer volume for recording, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
And if you press the spacebar, you will put a check mark there. And to uncheck it, you press your spacebar again. Very accessible.
Tab, sound and audio configuration, setup Windows sound mixer button to activate, press spacebar.
This is the same thing as the sound and audio devices. Volume control.
Sound and audio configuration setup Windows sound mixer button to activate, press spacebar.
What I do is go to my start menu, settings, control panel, and sound and audio devices. And then I go to the audio tab and check things there.
Tab, output quality 64 kbps, radio button checked, 1 of 2, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Here you can tell it 64 kbps or 128 kbps. Right now I'm recording, so I can't change this. So before you start recording, you can go to the settings button, which turns you into a settings dialog box, and you can make the changes here before you record. But we can use the JAWS cursor to for you to hear the 128.
JAWS cursor with JAWS to check mark, also record microphone left bullet 64 kbps radio button check quarter circle 128 kbps radio button not checked.
Okay.
Check mark alt bullet 64 kbps radio button check quarter circle 128 kbps radio button not checked.
Okay.
PC cursor.
Tab again.
Tab. Eliminate silence checkbox not checked. To check press space bar.
There's an eliminate silent checkbox.
Tab. OK button to activate press space bar.
The OK button.
Tab. Cancel button
cancel
to
button.
Activate press tab. Help button to activate
help
press space bar.
Will take you to the website.
Tab. Sound and audio configuration, also record microphone left parent for Skype recording right parent checkbox checked. To clear checkmark press space bar.
This is the checkbox that allows you to record Skype or mic in conversations.
Sound and audio configuration, also record microphone left parent for Skype recording right parent checkbox checked. To clear checkmark
okay.
Press space bar. Tab, folder for recorded files, colon, edit, F, colon, backslash, recorder, type, and
And what we have done here is cycled back around through the dialog box. I'm going to press the escape key on the keyboard.
Escape, settings button to activate, press space bar.
And what I have done for the next demonstration is to show you a Skype conversation with TellMe service. I'm not sure how it's going to work out, but we're going to try to record the Skype TellMe service with the FreeCorder software.
Alt tab, Skype trademark dash Petroja, Skype trademark dash Petroja, edit combo plus 1,800,000.
Okay, right now we're inside the Skype application. I'm going to do an insert T.
Title is Skype trademark dash Petroja pages contacts.
Okay. Before I start recording, I need to show you something else. For me, this is only for my particular situation. I had to go to the tools menu. I think it's Alt plus T.
Alt menu, tools menu, add a contact, dot, dot, dot. To move through items, press up or down arrow, A.
Then I had to go to the options menu. To go there quicker, just up arrow one time.
Options, dot, 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 O.
Press the enter key.
Leaving menus, save button to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, Skype trademark dash options dialog, save button to activate, press space bar, general.
We're in the general tab slash page.
Cancel button.
And we do not want to be in here. We need to go to the sound devices tree view.
List box. General. Privacy.
Well, we're down arrowing here.
Notifications. Sounds. Sound devices.
And this is the tab we want. Sound devices. We're going to tab one time.
Audio and combo box, Creative SB Audio GLS.
My audio in is the Creative Audio GLS.
Audio out combo box, Creative SB Audio GLS.
My out is Creative Audio GLS.
Ringing combo box, Creative SB Audio GLS.
The ringing is in this Creative Audio GLS.
Ring PC speaker checkbox checked.
Ring PC speaker checkbox to check.
Let Skype adjust my sound device settings checkbox not checked.
Okay. This checkbox is not checked.
Let Skype adjust my sound device settings checkbox not checked. Let Skype adjust my sound device settings checkbox not checked.
I had to uncheck this box in order for me to do Skype recordings.
Save button.
And then had to press the save button. To save my settings.
Cancel button.
And I'm going to escape out of here.
Escape plus 1,800,000.
Now we're going to try to call the Skype. I don't know how this is going to sound.
Edit combo plus 1,800,555 tell. Edit combo plus 1,800,555 tell.
Tell me.
Hi there. Welcome to 1-800-55.
Edit combo.
I didn't get that.
Picking up my computer speech, of course. So we're going to say sports.
Sports. Got it.
It's sports, nothing but the good stuff. Hi, this is Mark Vandretti bringing you all baseball. Say American
Atlanta
League.
Braves.
On Saturday, the Braves defeated the Nationals 8-5.
Tell
For
me
more. Post-game wrap-up. Say stop to interrupt this report.
This is the Atlanta Braves report for the game played Saturday, May 13th. Jeff Francoeur's grand slam with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning boosted Atlanta to a shocking 8-5 win over the Washington Nationals.
It was big, you know, for this kind of game, and, you know, we played hard and fought.
As you can hear, the television service
had a couple mistakes, and, you know, really can't describe how he pitched, giving up five runs tonight, and we kept fighting back, trying to get guys on. Max started off.
Say American League, National League. I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Main menu.
I'm sorry, I still didn't get that, but give me another chance. You can say American League or National
Main
League.
Main menu.
Or say the name. I'm sorry.
Main menu. Here are all the categories you can choose
news
from.
News center.
All right, news center.
News center. Say a news
Top
center category.
Stories.
Top stories. Say stop to interrupt this report.
Here's the national news update through Sunday, May 14th. President Bush continues to defend his terrorist surveillance program. During his weekly radio address to the nation today, the president insisted the National Security Agency's program is legal. Addressing media reports, the NSA has millions of U.S. phone records. Bush said the government is not trolling through the personal life.
Say another news center category. For example, weather. If you're...
And right now there's a vacuum cleaner running in the background. And this is an opportunity to hit the pause button within the Freecorder recording software.
Alt tab, Freecorder, Freecorder dialog, settings button, tab, tab. PC tab, view button, tab, feedback tab, status tab, X button, tab, underline button, tab, pause button to activate, press space bar.
We're on the pause button.
Pause button.
Press your space bar to pause.